Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly sponsored by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Mike's Geek World, and with the weather getting warmer here, I love to crack open a nice cold can of Anime Thirst, the only energy drink not approved by the FDA, but completely approved by Radical Edward. Now, I've been pretty excited recently as my favorite Japanese band, Scandal, released a new album entitled Luminous. Lots of great songs in this one, so I've really enjoyed it. I actually got to see them in concert a couple years ago in Toronto, which was an awesome experience. And just so this doesn't seem too far from the podcast's main focus, Scandal has had their share of anime involvement. They did the 10th and 15th openings for Bleach, and the 4th ending for Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I highly recommend checking them out. Bit of a sad note here. I applied for a new job recently that would have allowed me to use my skills to spread God's word as a profession. But unfortunately, I didn't get the job. Now, there are two things that are important to remember in a situation like this. One, just because something seems like a good Christian thing doesn't make it part of God's plan. Two, even though I don't know the reason, God always has a purpose when he chooses to close a door. His plan is greater than anything I could think of, so I just need to keep looking forward. So the new anime season is in full swing, and while there are some new series that I've definitely been enjoying, it's the returners that are really hitting for me. Season 3 of Konosuba has me excited, especially as a light novel reader. I'm loving seeing the stories I've read brought to life through the anime. Likewise, My Hero Academia has returned, and similarly, I'm caught up on the manga, so I really enjoy seeing the anime version. And of course, that time I was reincarnated as a slime. It feels like forever since we got a new season of this one, and it's definitely been worth the wait. But what series from this season have you all been enjoying? Let me know, I'd love to hear about it. Okay, so last episode, I shared the story of how I became an anime fan. And some feel I may have embellished it a bit, used a little bit of hyperbole. So, okay, I'll go ahead and give you the real story. So, in my village, there was a group called the Red-Haired Anime Fans. Their leader, Anna Shanks, became a mentor to me, and I wanted to be an anime fan just like him. True, he did make fun of me a lot, but it was all in good fun. Now, one day, a group of Star Wars fans came in, and they were all like, "Hello there! Our midichlorian levels are off the chart! Now give us some blue milk." Now they didn't have any blue milk, so the anime fans offered them some melon soda. The Star Wars fan leader said, "That's not the drink we're looking for," and smashed the soda with a lightsaber. After mocking the anime fans, they left saying, "I find your lack of blue milk disturbing." Once they were gone, the anime fans started to laugh, and they were all like, and other such like anime laughs. Now, I couldn't believe they would let a lesser fandom treat them that way. But Anna Shanks said to me, "All fandoms are valid. You think we don't have our own goofy quotes? Ours are killer. And you know, people die when they are killed." But I didn't want to hear it, and I stormed out. The next day, I saw the Star Wars fans and confronted them, telling them off for looking down on anime. But they started using their Jedi mind tricks on me. But then the red-haired anime fans arrived, and the fight was on! Star Wars fans versus anime fans! Of course, since both sides were full of geeky losers, it wasn't really much of a fight. The Star Wars fan leader, Darth Geekiness, captured me and hid out on a boat. But then we were accosted by a squid girl. Darth Geekiness died of shock and became a force ghost. But I was saved by Adishanks. He said something to the squid girl, but I couldn't fully hear him over the sound of the waves. I think it was something about them playing hockey or something. Then Adishanks gave me his hat and told me to return it one day when I become a great anime fan. And I will, but I won't just be any great anime fan. I'll be king of the anime fans. Anime fan oni, ore wa naru! And that is definitely the true story this time of how I became an anime fan. But that's enough of all of the preamble. We'll be getting right to the meat and potatoes of today's episode after a quick word from today's sponsor.
Hey, do you want to feel so energetic? Try Anime Thirst, energy drinks for people who need gratuitous amounts of anime. With all new flavors like Big Mom Chocolate, Chocolate Energy, it's like adding chocolate to a devil fruit. Sound the alarm, you're going to be uncomfortably animated. What's that? You want strawberry? How about Ichigo? Made with bleach, real bleach. Tournament arcs, ah! You'll win them. It's an energy drink for weebs. Weeber G! These aren't your dance puns. These are anime puns. Otaku puns. Anime, energy, anime, energy. Electrolytes, Saiyan lights, Sailor lights. More lights than your body has room for. You'll have so much energy, energy. Ah! Just run it all the time. Anime running, anime lifting, anime sleeping, anime dating, anime eating, anime laughing, anime cells that work in your body. You'll have so many cells. 400 bodies worth of cells. Give Big Mom Chocolate to your cells and make them good at tournament arcs. Make your cells run abnormally fast. They'll run as fast as Zenitsu. People will see them running and think they're Zenitsu. They'll race as fast as Zenitsu against the actual Zenitsu, and it'll be a tie, and he'll get fired from the Demon Slayer Corps. Hey, go the short thing. Don't gamble on your energy. Sharingan!
Anime Thirst. The only energy drink not approved by the FDA, but completely approved by Radical Edward. And we're back. Now, I love me a good isekai, and with as many as there are every season, it's interesting to see what they do to make the stories stand out. Personally, I was isekai'd once. I ended up in a video game where I became the Demon Lord's second cousin's sister's nephew's brother-in-law. I didn't really play a big part into the story. Anyway, lately, a popular storytelling method being used is multiple isekai. We're starting to see characters isekai'd more than once. And one of my favorite examples of this is from the 2024 winter season. It's Dr. Elise, the Royal Lady with the Lamp. Now, Elise is the daughter of a rich family, and she was a spoiled and horrible person. Her actions actually led to the deaths of her family and herself. Now she's reincarnated into our world, but has learned from her past. So she works hard not only to just be a better person, but also to save lives, becoming an amazing skilled surgeon. Now when she dies in a plane crash, she finds herself back in her original life, a few years before everything went wrong. And she takes advantage of this second, or I guess technically, third chance to do right, desiring again to become a doctor in this life. Now, her story reminds me of Paul. In what could be seen as his first life as Saul, he did some horrible things to the early Christians. He sought them out and killed them without mercy. Although while Elise was doing things for her own selfish desires, Saul really believed that he was in the right, and that Christians were going against God. But that all changed on the road to Damascus. As described in Acts 9, as he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked, and the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. Now, like Elise, Saul, renamed Paul, received a shocking wake-up call and took advantage of his second chance, not only to do better, but to save lives as best he could. Both Elise and Paul also faced opposition. Elise had people trying to convince her to quit and adding more and more challenges to stop her from succeeding, feeling that it was more important for her to become queen than to be a doctor. Paul was beaten and arrested, each time warned to stop preaching the word of Jesus. But both of them persevered, knowing that what they were doing was right, and they would not let anyone stop them. We can often find ourselves in situations we need to turn from. But God is always ready to give us a second chance. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent." Now, God isn't leering over us just looking to strike us down. He wants to give us a second chance. Over and over again, he's willing to forgive. And we need to take advantage of those chances when we get them, not only to be better, but to go beyond in helping others the way that God wants us to. Like Elise and Paul, we'll face opposition. People will tell us that God's ways are outdated. They say that if we follow what the Bible says, we're being intolerant, old-fashioned, and hateful. But we need to persevere. The creator of the world knew what he was doing, and he knows what he's doing now. His ways will always be the best ways, no matter what the world may say. 1 John 2:16 through 17 says, "For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." Please join me in prayer here. Father God, I thank you for the second chance you give me. I know I don't deserve it, and there's nothing I can do to earn it. But I thank you that you love me enough, that you're always willing to take me back into your arms, pick me back up, and put me back on the right path. I pray, Lord, that you will give me the strength to take advantage of these opportunities, to do better, not only for myself, but to do better for others, and to follow the path that you would have me go on. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. And now it's time for songs that tell the story. And in today's case, I think of those second chances that God gives us, and how he is always willing to take us back, no matter how much we mess up. And it's not a case of you can get a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance, because in God's eyes, once you're forgiven, the slate is clean. So the next time something goes wrong, it's your second chance, even if you think you already got a second chance. Because when it comes to our sin, the term forgiven and forgotten is very literal with God. He casts our sin as far as the east is from the west, and it's completely gone from his mind. The only ones that seem to really remember our sins from the past are ourselves, usually prompted by the devil. And the song that came to my mind with that is actually, in all modesty, one of my own. It's a song I wrote a few years ago called What Sin? And I went, how could he forget things that I'd done wrong, mistakes I'd made? A lifetime full of shame. I don't have to fear. He's already paid my debt. My sin was the best thing he could forget. And now,
it's time once again for anime trivia. And today's question is worth 75 Tangle tokens. With these tokens, that trip to Japan you've always imagined will still be imagined, because these tokens aren't worth anything. And today's question is, in that time I was reincarnated as a slime, what was Rimuru's name in his first life? Again, the question is, in that time I was reincarnated as a slime, what was Rimuru's name in his first life? Let me know on Twitter, or X as the case may be, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, Carrier Pigeon, or any other way you can let me know what the answer is to get those juicy 75 Tangle tokens.
And that brings us to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can find me on YouTube at Mike's Geek World. And you can get me on Instagram, Twitter, and the like at Stale Dog with two G's. Because when I become king of the anime fans, I am going to be so kingly that my kingliness will have two G's in the name. You can also check out Beneath the Tangles everywhere you do social media stuff. So that brings us to the end. Just remember, the power of God and anime is always on your side. Until next time. First John 2:16-17 says, hang on, my cat's trying to get up on the thing. I'm going to pause this just a second. Oh, what a mess. All right, let me try that line again.